It's time for Bradenton Marauders Baseball.
1-1 pitch to Bowen. Swing and a high drive to left field. Backing up is Jones. He's looking up. Goodbye, baseball! A walk-off home run by Chase Bowen! 4-2, the Marauders win it here at Lee Cobb Park. Here we go, the 3-2, runners go. It is strike three called! It's a no-hitter! The Marauders no-hit the Dunedin Blue Jays! It's the first nine-inning no-hitter in Marauders history! Four Marauders pitchers, Jose Maldonado, Cameron Junker, Brennan Malone, Wandy Montute, get the job done!
Mateo has the sign and is ready. Hardman breaks for second, the pitch comes, battle takes, strike three called! And the Marauders win it! The Marauders are champions of the Low A Southeast! Oh, baby, let the celebration begin!
Let's head out to the ballpark for the pregame show with the voice of the Marauders, Spencer Smith.
Good evening and welcome inside Jackie Robinson Ballpark in Daytona Beach, Florida, where tonight your Bradenton Marauders, the single-A affiliate of the Pittsburgh Pirates, take on the Daytona Tortugas, the single-A affiliate of the Cincinnati Reds. Hi, everybody. Spencer Smith with you tonight for the third game of the six-game series. Marauders trying to get back into the win column tonight after losing each of the first two games to begin the series. Last night, a bit of a messy effort, a little bit of a wild game in many ways, and we'll dig into that as the broadcast goes on. All told, though, a Marauders 8-3 loss last night, a couple of big swings by Marauders hitters. Leadoff homer to begin the ballgame by Randy Romero, and also Jace Bowen with his team-leading third home run of the season in the fourth inning. Marauders unable to keep pace with the Daytona Tortugas, however. Tortugas put five on the board in the bottom of the first, and they would not squander the lead thereafter. So the Marauders look to avoid their third straight loss tonight, and they'll look to a solid right-hander in Valentin Linares, who's getting his first straight start this season. Linares, a little bit erratic his last time out, charged with a career-high six runs as he came out of the bullpen and looks to iron things out here in his third outing at the single-A level. He'll be opposed by former number one pick, right-hander Chase Petty for the Tortugas, and we'll give you details on both men a little later on the pregame show. For now, we'll step aside when we come back. A pregame chat with Dante Mendoza, a man who's been lights out of the bullpen for the Marauders to begin the year. His ERA down at a microscopic 1.29 over his first appearances, or his first three appearances, that is, and had the chance to talk to him for a few minutes earlier today. We'll enjoy that conversation next. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Lee Cobb Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Lee Cobb Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us for Star Wars Night at Lee Cobb Park on Friday, June 11th. Come see character appearances and watch the Marauders play in their special Star Wars-themed jerseys. Those jerseys will be auctioned off after the game, with proceeds benefiting the Miracle League of Minnesota. Be sure to stick around for an epic Star Wars-themed fireworks show after the game, presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Welcome back to the Marauders pregame show. We're visiting today with Marauders righty Dante Mendoza. Dante, a solid start for you for the season here early on in the bullpen role, and you seem to be carving out a nice niche for yourself in the bullpen. Having spent a lot of your professional career so far as a starter, what's that transition been like to you in relief?
Yeah, it's been a little different. I was getting reps in the bullpen in spring training, kind of get used to it, but just kind of knowing when to warm up and how much to throw on a daily basis, knowing that you can kind of throw any day of the week has been the biggest adjustment, but also just taking care of recovery and making sure the body's ready to go more frequently rather than once a week is something I'm kind of getting adjusted to.
in the past, not so much anymore thanks to social media, but I think in the past, a lot of folks don't realize the hard work and prep that goes into the offseason, whether you're a pitcher or a position player. What kind of work did you put in this offseason, and did you work on refining or improving anything specifically over the winter?
The biggest thing for me was just getting healthy. I missed all of last year with an injury, so kind of going into the offseason, just making sure that my body was healthy first. Just working on mobility, making sure that the muscles that I need to be able to stabilize with are strong enough to hold the kind of force that you do when you're pitching. And then after that, it's just kind of getting the arm back in shape, ready to go for a full season, because this is going to be my first full season, hopefully. So kind of just getting ready and getting the strength I need to be able to maintain and hopefully perform at the highest level for a full 140 games rather than the 60 that I've done in the past.
Now, you were originally drafted by Cleveland out of high school back in 2017. As we go a little bit deeper into your professional career here, but 1 year later, you were traded to the Pirates organization. With that sudden move, all of a sudden getting used to new teammates, new organization, what was that sudden shift like for you just 1 year into your career?
It was unexpected, for sure. But I'm thankful for everything that the Indians gave me. And then when I got here in 2019, it was a smooth transition. The players and coaches helped out as much as possible, just kind of getting me acclimated to the way the Pirates do things compared to the way the Indians do things. And then as it's gone, just gotten more and more comfortable here.
Now, you grew up in Southern California. Of course, baseball is everywhere down there, majors, minors, lots of college ball all over the place. But who or what was it in particular that drew you to baseball in the first place while you were growing up?
I'd like to say probably just my parents. My dad put me in baseball, and then ever since then, I kind of just enjoyed it. I played basketball growing up too, but baseball, always had fun with it and liked being on the mound, liked pitching, and just kind of pursued that in high school and tried to see how far I can take that.
Growing up, Dodgers fan or Angels fan?
Actually, a Yankees fan.
Yankees fan, really?
I think the first time that I like started getting into baseball was, like, actually watching on a daily basis was 08 or 09, and they just happened to win that year. I guess it's kind of a bandwagon, but they haven't done so much since, but yeah, I guess I'll stick with them.
And speaking of the Yankees, your cousin, Yankees left-hander Zach Britton, you guys grew up probably about an hour or so apart from each other down there in Southern California. You've talked to him a little bit over the years. Have you been able to pick his brain much on what it takes to be successful day in and day out as a pitcher?
Yeah, a little bit of an age gap, so it was cool seeing him kind of go through the minors and then debuting and doing well in the major leagues. And as I got drafted, just being able to reach out to him and see kind of what the minor leagues would be like and what to do on a daily basis, basically. And I've texted him a little bit this year also, just coming out of the pen now, because that's something that transition he had to make as well. And he's just kind of been helping figure out lifting schedule, recovery schedule, just trying to get your body ready to throw every day.
Plenty of season left to go here in 2022. What are some things that you are looking to improve on in various aspects of your game?
Just continue to throw strikes. Do whatever the team needs me to do, come in any roles, just kind of get comfortable coming in whenever they need. Throw strikes, work on some pitches. After not pitching competitively for a couple of years, it's kind of just getting your feet wet back into competition and playing baseball every day, which is a good thing. I enjoy it, but it's also been a little bit of adjustment.
All right. Thank you for your time today, Dante.
Thank you.
That was reliever Dante Mendoza. We'll be back next with starting lineups on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Wojcicki. If you're looking, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Operation and more. You'll also get items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leacon Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leacon Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Marauders pregame show continues from Jackie Robinson Ballpark in Daytona Beach. Let's meet tonight's starting lineups ahead of the third game of the series, beginning with the visiting Marauders, who come in with a record of 7-4. Marauders losing both of their last two games. and they are in second place in the West Division, two games back of the leading Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. Center fielder Sergio Campagna leads off, with shortstop Sung Jae Cheng batting second. First baseman Jacob Gonzalez batting third, hitting a straight 500 in his first nine games, still a hot start to the season. Second baseman Jace Bowen bats cleanup. Third baseman Alexander Mojica is batting fifth. Right fielder Rodolfo Nolasco is batting sixth for the Marauders after having the night off last night. Designated hitter Brendan Dixon is batting seventh. Catcher Giovanni Planchart bats eighth, and left fielder Luke Brown bats ninth for the Marauders, who sent 22-year-old Dominican right-hander Valentin Linares to the hill. Nasty stuff for Linares. The fastball gets up there into the mid-90s, also a strong slider. He was erratic his last time out, though. One inning of work behind a rehabbing Luis Oviedo last week against Lakeland for Linares, charged with a career-high 6 runs on 5 hits. He walked 2, also struck out 2, and surrendered a home run. That's what the Marauders look like tonight. Meanwhile, for the homestanding Tortugas, with a record of 5-6, they're trying to climb to the 500 mark this evening and make it at least a series split in the home team's favor. They are in third place in the East Division, and here's how they line up tonight. Center fielder Jay Allen leads off. Right fielder Austin Hendrick is batting second. The DH tonight is Ruben Ibarra. He bats third. First baseman Michelle Triana is the cleanup man. Left fielder Yerlin Confidan is batting fifth. Second baseman Sebastian Almonte will bat sixth for the Tortugas. Shortstop Gus Steiger, who had a couple of hits last night, ground out a couple of really good lengthy at-bats. He's batting seventh. Third baseman Rainey Reyes, seeing his first action of the series, is batting eighth. And catcher Andrew Salcedo bats ninth for the Tortugas, who sent exciting young right-hander Chase Petty out to the hill. Petty, born and raised in the state of New Jersey, a 19-year-old, makes his home in Summers Point, New Jersey, on the southern part of the Jersey Shore. Petty was originally the Twins' first-round pick just last year, acquired last month by the Reds organization from the Reds in the Sonny Gray trade. He'll be making his third appearance of the season through 7 total innings over his first 2 appearances. He has allowed 2 runs, 1 earned, only 6 hits. He has struck out 6 and has not yet walked a batter. So there are your starting lineups, and it's going to be another beautiful night for baseball here in Daytona Beach. Temperatures in the low to mid-70s. Wind blowing in off the Halifax River again in right field, although tonight it will be a little bit warmer than it has been each of the first 2 nights. Either way, it's going to be a perfect night for baseball here at historic Jackie Robinson Ballpark. So there are your lineups, and there's your pregame show. That'll do it for us here on the pregame. We'll step aside one more time when we come back. First pitch is coming your way. Don't miss it. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Copa de la Diversión is back at Lecon Park. Come celebrate the local Hispanic and Latino community on Friday, May 6th, as the Marauders take the field as the Bradenton Barbanegras. Fans can purchase a ticket package that includes a limited edition Roberto Clemente cap. Enjoy a pregame live concert by Renacito on the Flam Plaza, and an appearance and autograph signing by Luis Clemente. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
For more information.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
Come out to Lecon Park on Saturday, May 7th for Margaritaville Night, presented by the Compass Hotel by Margaritaville. Enjoy a pregame concert by the Trop Rock Junkies and watch the Marauders take the field in their special Margaritaville-themed jerseys. The jerseys will be auctioned off with proceeds benefiting the Pace Center for Girls. And with the purchase of a special ticket package, fans will receive a free Hawaiian shirt. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Lecon Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Lecon Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us at Lecon Park on Saturday, May 28th for Military Appreciation Night, presented by SNN. We will recognize and honor the brave men and women who serve in our armed forces. The Marauders will wear a special patriotic jersey as they take on the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. After the game, be sure to stay and enjoy our post-game fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us for Star Wars Night at Leecom Park on Friday, June 11th. Come see character appearances and watch the Marauders play in their special Star Wars auctioned off after the game with proceeds benefiting the Miracle League of Minnesota. Be sure to stick around for an epic Star Wars themed fireworks show after the game presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Come join us at Leecom Park on Saturday, July 30th for Back to School Night presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids ages 12 and under will receive a free Marauders backpack. Cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers, and be sure to stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Welcome back to Jackie Robinson Ballpark in Daytona Beach, Florida. It is game 3 of 6 between the Marauders and the Daytona Tortugas. And we're getting a look at 19-year-old right-hander Chase Petty taking his warm-up tosses for the Tortugas. He's a native of Summers Point, New Jersey, southern part of the Jersey Shore. And as mentioned earlier on the pregame show, a first-round pick by the Twins last year out of his New Jersey high school, Mainland Regional High School in Lynnwood, New Jersey. Traded to the Reds just last month. In fact, just a little over a month to the day. Petty is making his third appearance of the season, his second start. An excellent start to him for his first season as a professional. 7 innings, 6 runs. Two runs, only one of them earned. He has struck out 6 over his first 2 outings and has not yet walked a batter. Brings a tough repertoire, sinker, slider, and changeup. That sinker will be around 94, 95 on average on the velocity. That slider, 28% usage so far this season, averages right around the mid-80s as he completes his warm-up tosses. Plenty of blue sky overhead with fluffy white clouds up above center field and left field. Petty with the windup in the 0-1. Campagna takes way outside. That ball flies over to the backstop. Campagna last night, 0-for-3 with a walk out of the 6th spot in the order. Marauders looking for him to ignite some offense here. Here's the windup by Petty in the 1-1. Here's a swing and a liner up the middle and caught on the backhand reach by the second baseman Almonte right up the middle. Nicely played. Let's meet the Tortugas defense tonight. In the outfield from left to right, it's Yerlin Confidan, Jay Allen, and Austin Hendrick. On the infield, Rainey Reyes plays third base. Gus Steiger is the shortstop. Sebastian Almonte, the second baseman. Michelle Triana, the first baseman, and the catcher, first appearance of the series for him, Andrew Salcedo. Here's Sungche Chang, batting from the left side. First pitch, he swings and grounds a hard one up the middle. This one backhanded by Almonte. Off-bound throw to first, bounces a one-hopper on the turf to the first baseman, Triana. He makes the pick, and the Marauders quickly have two away here in the first inning. So some solid play up the middle to the backhand side by Sebastian Almonte. Jacob Gonzalez, the next hitter up. Just underway here in Daytona Beach. No score between the Marauders and the Tortugas. There's Petty with the motion and the delivery. Gonzalez taking all the way, looks at a strike. That was the slider from Petty, 83 miles per hour on the gun. Wind up and the pitch by Petty. There's a swing and a miss. Slider again. Got him to chase low and away. Jacob Gonzalez, a 9-game hit streak to begin the season. 16 hits and 32 at-bats, hitting a perfect .500. The 0-2 pitch swung on and bounced to the second baseman. Another one for Almonte. He gathers it cleanly. Throw to first, and all putouts made by the second baseman Almonte here in a clean first inning. We head to the bottom half. No score here in Daytona Beach. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPenzi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPenzi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapenziplumbing.com.
Join us at Lecon Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend to the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Marauders 22-year-old right-hander Valentin Linares takes his warm-up tosses here in Daytona Beach. This is his first traditional start in a Marauders uniform. And the numbers so far, a little bit of a mixed bag early in the season for Valentin Linares. One scoreless inning in his season debut back on April the 10th in Dunedin. However, last time out didn't go so smoothly. Last week at home against Lakeland, touched for 6 runs on 5 hits. Those 6 runs allowed a career high for Linares, as he went just 1 inning behind a Luis Oviedo rehab outing. Linares completing his warm-up tosses and gets set to go against a Daytona Tortugas lineup that's been really tough so far this series. Tortugas putting 8 runs on the board last night in the Marauders' 8-3 defeat. Tortugas getting 3 runs in the series opener Tuesday night. Only 3 runs they would need in their shutout win. Righty-on-righty showdown to begin the bottom of the first. No scores. The Marauders went down in order in the top half. Jay Allen, speedy center fielder, digs in. Linares, the windup and the pitch. And fastball slung in there for a strike. It's 0-1. That first fastball on 93 from Linares. Topped out at 95 each of his first 2 outings this year. The 0-1. That is taken for strike 2. A lot of arms and legs in the delivery by Linares. 6'5", 226 pounds. Here he comes with the 0-2 pitch. Allen takes. Strike 3 called outside corner. There's the slide piece. One away is Valentin Linares. Craps a nice sequence there. Meeting the Marauders' defense in the outfield left to right, it's Luke Brown, Sergio Campagna, and Rodolfo Nolasco. On the infield, Alexander Mojica starts at third base. Sung Che Ching, the shortstop. Jace Bowen, the second baseman. Jacob Gonzalez, the first baseman. And the catcher tonight, Giovanni Planchart. Bases empty, one away. Austin Hendrick, the batter. He looks at one just low and inside. Valentin Linares, spending most of the year last season in the Florida Complex League. Outstanding numbers. 1-0 pitches, swung on and fouled away to the left. In the Complex League for Linares, 8 starts, 2.63 ERA. Struck out 36 batters in 24 innings. Winds up and fires the 1-1. Hendrick swings and fouls this one back. Linares ahead 1-2. Valentin also had a couple of starts at High A Greensboro at the end of last season. Grasshoppers needed an additional arm. Gave up 5 runs over 9 innings total between those 2 starts. His 1-2. Hendrick swings and hits it high in the air, deep center field. Campagna back to his right, onto the edge of the warning track, makes the catch one-handed very casually with a few feet to spare. Well, Hendrick put a charge into that ball, but on this windy night with that wind once again blowing in off the river from right field, that ball for left-handed pull power hitters just is not going to carry very much here. Two outs as Ruben Ibarra will be the hitter. Righty on righty, pitched by Linares, is taken low. Chase Eubanks, the home plate umpire tonight. Austin Snow on the bases. Here comes the windup in the 1-0 pitch. That's a breaking ball over for a strike. Nice looking slider. No score, bottom one here in Daytona Beach. Linares winds and deals. 1-1 pitch is a little dribbler halfway back to the mound. Linares picks it up, has time, throws to first, right on target, and the inning is over. Nice stop by Valentin Linares here in the first. It's a perfect one. We head to the second. No score here in Daytona Beach. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Join us for Star Wars Night at Leecon Park on Friday, June 11th. Come see character appearances and watch the Marauders play in their special Star Wars-themed jerseys. Those jerseys will be auctioned off after the game, with proceeds benefiting the Miracle League of Minnesota. Be sure to stick around for an epic Star Wars-themed fireworks show after the game, presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay. Squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Come join us at Leecon Park on Saturday, July 30th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids ages 12 and under will receive a free Marauders backpack. Cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. And be sure to stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
No score early in the game as we make our way to the second inning here in Daytona Beach. Spencer Smith back with you for game three of the six-gamer between the Marauders and the Tortugas. And here in the second inning, 4-5 and 6 in the Bradenton order. Jace Bowen will get the Marauders going. A for ball three. Jace found his way aboard three times last night in addition to the home run. A walk in the first inning and hit by a pitch in the eighth. Now, plate umpire Chase Eubanks asks for Chase Petty to remove the rosin bag from the rubber. It was sitting right there on the third base end of the rubber, so Petty moves it to the back slope of the mound. 3-1 the count. Petty takes a breath. The windup and the 3-1 toss, that is way outside for ball four, and Chase Petty issues the first walk of his season. That brings up Alexander Mojica as the Marauders have their first runner of the night. Stadium lights already on here at Jackie Robinson Ballpark to begin the game. Alexander Mojica hitting .333 in his first nine games. Pitch by Petty. That one is taken on the inside corner of strike. Fastball at 95. Among many areas of his game, Petty worked... It's proven adventurous a couple of times for each team in this series. That brings up Rodolfo Nolasco. No score, top two. Jace Bowen on first base for the Marauders with one away. Petty deals to Nolasco, who swings and bounces it to third, pulled foul. Gustavo Omana, coaching at third base, gives it the ole. Looked like he was going to field it with his right hand and then decided better of it. Saw that ball's bouncing a little too hard. Saw Mendy Lopez coaching at first base a few games ago. Ended up hurting his hand on a ball he tried to field. Here's the set by Petty. And the pitch. 0-1. Taken low and outside. Slider with good movement missed its mark. Casey Harms, by the way, is back coaching first base for the Marauders tonight. He and Mendy Lopez both taking their turns over there in that role. 1-1. Nolasco swings and misses. Strike two. Chase Petty, 6'1", 190 pounds. He wears that Tortugas home white uniform. Tortugas across the front, spelled out in dark green lettering. Marauders again in the road grays. Petty sets and deals. This one swung on and missed for strike three. Down goes Nolasco. So the strikeout continues to be a problem for Rodolfo. Came in this game with strikeouts at 44% of his plate appearances this year. That brings up Brendan Dixon. First time he's in the starting lineup here in the series. Slow start to the year for Dixon, hitting .143 in six games. Pitch, taken low and outside. Marauders hitters, for the most part, doing a good job of laying off that slider outside from Chase Petty. Dixon does have a home run. Two-run shot hit in front of the home crowd at Lecom Park last week. The set, Petty deals. Dixon takes over the outside corner a strike. And a reminder, the required technology not in place here at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, so there are no automated balls and strikes being utilized. So it is the plate umpire Chase Eubanks making the balls and strike calls himself. 1-1 pitch, swinging a slow bouncer toward third, charging Reyes. He gloves it, throws on the run to first. In time, almost into the runner, Dixon, but they get him, and the inning is over. Marauders leave a man stranded here in a scoreless second. Still no score in the game. We go to the bottom of the second next. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Join us for Pride Night at Lecom Park on Saturday, August 27th, presented by Sarasota Out. The Marauders are also partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, and also Youth as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pregame Pride parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Come celebrate the Bradenton Nine Devils on Friday, July 29th at Lecom Park. Watch the Marauders take the field in throwback uniforms, paying tribute to the Nine Devils, the Florida State Negro League team of the 1930s, 40s, and 50s. Former Nine Devils player Morris Pascal will be in attendance as we honor this special chapter of Bradenton baseball history. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hey y'all, I'm Blake Shelton. I love that country music connects people all over this great nation, but unfortunately so does something else, childhood hunger. 15 million children struggle with hunger in America. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks works to rescue our surplus food to help provide billions of meals to families in need across the country. Join the fight against hunger at feedingamerica.org. Together, we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Moving to the bottom of the second inning, a scoreless game here in Daytona Beach. Marauders right-hander Valentin Linares, a clean first inning. Back out there for the second, he faces Michelle Triana. Linares, the windup and the pitch, and the big righty misses low and inside, almost hitting the foot of Triana, who skips out of the way. Wind really blasting in from right field, howling across the crowd bike tonight. 1-0 pitch, and swung on and fouled right back this way over the roof. And the count 1-1. Triana, left-handed batter, tall upright stance. 1-1 pitch. That ball skips in the dirt low. 2-1. Valentin Linares, 22-year-old native of Villa Altagracia in the Dominican Republic. Michelle Triana from Cifuentes in Cuba. 2-1 pitch. He swings and grounds it hard to third. Backhand. A smile and a nod with his countryman, Linares, as he returns the ball to him after the Marauders throw it around. Alexander off first. Caught a line drive and then snared a couple of ground balls to his backhand side. Pickoff move to first here by Linares. Has deal this year. Should mention the pitch clock is back in use after being act game. Pitch misses low and outside from Linares. The reason for that, for those who missed out on the explanation last night, there was a ball fouled off the pitch clock display screen on the right of the ballpark on the first base side. So the powers that be deciding that wouldn't be fair for pitchers of different handedness to have different rules. So took care of it. Runner goes. Here's a swing and a line drive to first. Caught by Gonzalez. He steps on the bag at first. Yerlin Confidant doubled off as he was in motion on the pitch. Double play ends the inning. We head to the third inning. Still no score here in Daytona Beach. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Come join us at Lecom Park on Saturday, July 30th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union.
Two. Brown swings and misses, chasing low. And the ball in the dirt. Throw down to the first baseman, Triana, by the catcher, Salcedo. Takes care of Luke Brown. Quickly, two outs. So, believe it or not, that's one trip through the Marauders' order already. Here's Sergio Campagna, the leadoff hitter. Two strikeouts by Chase Petty through 2 2/3 innings. Campagna line out to second to begin the game tonight. Pitch, he shows bunt, pulls back, and takes on the inside corner a strike. A little backdoor slider from Petty. Zeros all the way across in the runs, hits, and errors columns for both teams tonight. The 0-1. Campagna swings and misses for strike two. That slider a little harder than most that we've seen so far from Petty. That one at 87 on the radar gun. Petty nods. His windup, 0-2 to Campagna. Taken upstairs, went with a fastball that time. Petty quickly, the windup in the 1-2. Campagna swing and a miss, strike three. And down go the Marauders in order here in the third inning. We move to the bottom of the third here in Daytona Beach. Still no score. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Come out to Lecom Park on Saturday, May 7th for Margaritaville Night, presented by the Compass Hotel by Margaritaville. Enjoy a pregame concert by the Trop Rock Junkies and watch the Marauders take the field in their special Margaritaville-themed jerseys. The jerseys will be auctioned off with proceeds benefiting the Pace Center for Girls. And with the purchase of a special ticket package, fans will receive a free Hawaiian shirt. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us at Lecom Park on Saturday, May 28th for Military Appreciation Night, presented by SNN. We will recognize and honor the brave men and women who serve in our armed forces. The Marauders will wear a special patriotic jersey as they take on the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. After the game, be sure to stay and enjoy our post-game fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
No runs on the board just yet tonight. We head into the bottom of the third inning here in Daytona Beach. Spencer Smith welcoming you back to Daytona Beach, Florida for game three of the six-game series. Marauders looking to get back into the win column tonight. They have lost each of the first two games of the series. Lost the opener Tuesday night. Final score of 3-0. The Marauders shut out for the first time since July of last season. And last night, an 8-3 loss. Not a whole lot the way the Marauders weigh in last night's game. So Bradenton trying to get back on the winning side of things. As Valentin Linares off to a strong start on the bump. He'll go to work for the third inning. Here's a man who's been a tough out in the series, Gus Steiger. Playing shortstop, batting seventh tonight for Daytona. Linares shakes off a couple of signals, now gets what he wants. The first pitch, Steiger shows bunt, stabs at it. Did he pull back in time? Yes, he somehow did. That's ball one, low. Gus Steiger, native of Spring Park, Minnesota, small suburb just west of the Twin Cities. He gets the 1-0. That pitch is taken for a strike at the knees. Third outing of the year for Valentin Linares, and he is looking sharp. His windup in the 1-1. Steiger takes a bit low. Steiger attended South Dakota State, signed with the Reds as an undrafted free agent in 2020. Here's the windup. The 2-1. Steiger takes in the dirt for ball three. This 23-year-old infielder can be a super utility man when needed. Can play shortstop, second base, third base, left field, center field. He can do it all in a pinch if asked. 3-1 from Linares. Taken just low for ball four. Leadoff man aboard for the first time for the Tortugas tonight. Here comes Rainey Reyes. And time called here as Gus Steiger wraps that oven mitt type hand protector onto his right hand. Seeing a lot more and more of those as the years have gone on. Rainey Reyes, right-handed batter, gets the first pitch and takes low and away. Those oven mitt hand protectors, for lack of better description, pretty much what they look like. Giant black oven mitt protects a player's hand when sliding. Set by Linares. And the 1-0 pitch to Reyes. Breaking ball, swing, and a tapper foul. Steiger, a guy the Marauders would do well to keep an eye on. He has stolen 3 bases this season. Perfect 3 of 3 in his attempts. Linares asks for a new baseball, and he gets one. He leans in, black glove resting on his left knee. Now hands together above the belt. He delivers. Reyes takes a skipper in the dirt, scooped out by Blanchard. 2 balls and a strike. No score, bottom of the 3rd inning. Marauders losing their last 2 games. First 2 games to begin the series. Tortugas 1 game shy of .500. The Marauders still sitting at 3 games over .500. 2-1 pitch. That fastball blazes over the inside corner for strike 2. Linares working pretty strictly around the corners tonight. Keeping his pitches out of the center of the zone, avoiding major damage. He sets the 2-2 pitch. That is taken low and outside. Nasty slider, Reyes wisely laying off. This is the first time we're seeing Reyes in the series. Comes from the Dominican Republic. And a tough start for him at the plate. Over his first 5 games, just 1-for-16. Runner on first, nobody out for Daytona. Linares sets and delivers a 3-2. There goes Steiger. Pitch low and outside. Gets away from Blanchard. Steiger slides in without a throw into second base. And Marauders may be a little extra lucky there. Steiger wasn't able to take third base as a result. Didn't see the ball gotten away on ball 4. Now the walks off and on have been a problem for Linares throughout his young career. Made his professional debut in 2018 in the Dominican Summer League. Timeout called. He'll get a 3rd inning mound visit here from pitching coach Yorman Bazardo. Marauders bullpen not stirring at the moment. So Linares and the Marauders infield, a chance to refocus here. Big situation unfolding, 1st and 2nd with nobody out. And looking at the walk totals, the career of Valentin Linares, 51 free passes issued over 130 innings in his 3 seasons and change. And that's not an ideal ratio there, but certainly as pitchers develop and ideally gain better command of their pitches, those walk numbers tend to even out a little bit, at least for the guys who are able to make their way further up the organization. Wind really blowing hard in from right field. Runners take their leads on 1st and 2nd. Here is Andrew Salcedo. He's showing bunt, pulls back, and takes a ball wide for ball 1. Switch hitter is batting left-handed against the big righty. Salcedo, native of Colombia, signed with the Reds back in July 2019. Here's the set. He shows bunt again. He gets this one down but pokes it foul over toward the third base dugout. Alexander Mojica at third base and Jacob Gonzalez at first base. Both corner men creeping in as Salcedo showed bunt. Mojica playing right next to that third base bag there. Salcedo squaring around early as Linares sets. He deals the 1-1. His pitch outside and a threat of a snap throw to first by Planchard. Doesn't make the throw, though. Outfield playing relatively shallow here on Salcedo. Here's the pitch. He shows bunt. Pulls back. It takes this one for a called strike two. Linares going fastball that time around. And with two strikes on Salcedo, the bunt likely off. An 0-for-7 start for him at the plate this year. Has drawn a couple of walks in his three games played. Linares ready. The 2-2 pitch, Salcedo takes low for ball three. Painfully close. Now the count full with two men already aboard and nobody out. Long look in by the right-hander. He gets the sign from Planchard and sets. Checks the runners. 3-2 pitch. Salcedo takes this one low and inside for ball four. Three walks have loaded the bases with nobody out. That pitch count suddenly starting to creep up on Valentin Linares. 40 pitches, less than half of them for strikes. 19 of his 40 pitches are strikes. And here's the dangerous Jay Allen with the bases loaded. The pitch to the righty batter swung on and bounced foul. Always swings big up there. Allen does not get cheated. It is a nice quick and compact stroke, though. Just puts a lot of force into those swings. Force plays everywhere for the Marauders infield. Corners are drawn in. Here's the 0-1. Allen takes low and inside, a backdoor slider. Fastball, slider, the occasional changeup from Valentin Linares. Steiger on third, Reyes on second, Salcedo on first base for the Tortugas, who have the bags full. The 1-1. That's in the dirt, gets away from Planchard just a few feet. He scrambles to pick it up, and there will be no advance from any runner. Alexander Mojica at third base, emphatically throwing up his hands toward Planchard as if to say, no, no, don't throw. Steiger quickly made his way back into the base. Control problems starting to plague Valentin Linares here in the third inning. Tortugas threatening to put that first run on the board. Bases loaded and nobody out. Right-hander is ready. His 2-1 toss. Check swing of the pitch in the dirt. Did he go? Yes, he did. Marauders getting the call they wanted on the appeal. Austin Snow making the call from the shallow shortstop position, not far from the mound. Now ostensibly, Linares one strike away from getting into a slightly better position here this inning. He comes set. The 2-2 pitch to Jay Allen is taken low and outside. A good backhand snag and knockdown by Planchard, but yet another full count. It was three walks for Valentin Linares tonight, already a season high. Nobody moving around to the Marauders' bullpen. Linares being trusted with trying to get himself out of this situation. The 3-2 pitch coming. That is swung on and bounced to first. Gonzalez grabs it, comes home with it. Force play there. No play anywhere else as Planchard holds onto the ball. Marauders infield played that perfectly. Gonzalez coming home as he was playing up on the cut. And Planchard looking toward first base for the next out opportunity, but that ball was too lightly hit by Allen for the Marauders to get that second out. However, one out, bases loaded, is already a much better spot. Ground ball hit with the right speed into the right place here can get the Marauders out of the inning with no damage done. Here's Austin Hendrick, though. Dangerous lefty pull power hitter. Pitch by Linares. Hendrick swings and fouls this one back just off to the left. No score. Bottom of the third inning. Tortugas trying to change that in a big way. Valentin Linares trying to escape trouble. He sets. The 0-1 pitch to Hendrick is taken outside, ball one. Marauders do have a man up and throwing in the bullpen now. Left-hander Nick Domkowski starting to toss. Here's the set. Linares with a 1-1. That pitch swung on and missed for strike two. Linares getting that fastball in on the hand. Linares comes set. Right-hander's 1-2 pitch is swung on and fouled back. Hendrick stays alive. Now, RBI single by Hendrick, and the Tortugas cash in. It's 1-0. Sounded like a cracked bat on that line drive out to right field. And now Ruben Ibarra, who surely fans have been waiting to go deep for the first time this season, will step into the box. Bases still full with one out. Big slugging first baseman looms in the batter's box as Linares looks in for the sign and making it 1-0 here in the third. Here's the 2-1. Swung on and bounced foul down the third baseline. Two again. Ibarra swings and hits it foul just a few feet away from the batter's box. His lengthy at-bats really doing Linares no good. Next pitch will be number 7 to Ibarra. A lot of three-ball counts from the right-hander tonight after a very strong start through his first two innings. Only one base runner allowed those first two frames. 2-2 again to Ibarra. There's a swing and another dribbler foul. And this has just plagued the Marauders not only in this series but in the previous series against Lakeland. A lot of two-strike counts on hitters. Marauders pitchers struggling to finish batters off very quickly. Open stance by Ibarra from the right side. The 2-2 once more. Swing and a high pop-up behind home plate. Planchard rips off the mask. Does he have room? No, he does not. As that ball falls out of play. Next pitch will be number 9 to Ibarra. He has fouled off 4 2-strike pitches. And as we play here in the third inning, the next offering from Linares will be number 60. He sets. 2-2 pitch is swung on and bounced back to mound. Linares can't backhand it. The ball dribbles to the shortstop. Barehanded. Throw to first in time by Chang. Marauders do a good job to get the out at first base, but another run scores on the play as Andrew Salcedo comes in from third. And it's now Daytona 2, Bradenton nothing. Timeout called. Here's manager Jonathan Johnston out to the mound. Marauders starting pitchers this season just have had so many struggles in making it very deep into games. So Linares will depart with runners on second and third, two outs. And all things considered, so far not the worst outcome. But Nick Domkowski will have a tough jam to pitch out of. Marauders trail 2-0 here in the third. With two away and two in scoring position. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Copa de la Diversión is back at Lecon Park. Come celebrate the local Hispanic and Latino community on Friday, May 6th as the Marauders take the field as the Bradenton Barbanegras. Fans can purchase a ticket package that includes a limited edition Roberto Clemente cap. Enjoy a pregame live concert by Renacito on the Flam Plaza and an appearance and autograph signing by Luis Clemente. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hey, Marauders fans. Jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $25, you get tickets to 5 select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. Join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Left-hander Nick Domkowski onto the mound for the Marauders. He inherits runners on second and third and two outs here in the bottom of the third inning. Two runs already across here in the inning by Daytona. And what was a brilliant start by right-hander Valentin Linares slipped out of his fingers a little bit. Loaded the bases on three walks, an RBI single followed, and then an RBI ground out after that. That's how those two runs have come across for the Tortugas. And so it's up to Nick Domkowski to pitch the Marauders out of trouble with relative minimal damage done. And the man Domkowski has been called upon to face first baseman Michelle Triana. So Valentin Linares still responsible for the runners on second and third. His line at the moment reads 2 2/3 innings, one hit, two runs, a season-high four walks, and one strikeout. Domkowski peers in for the sign in this lefty-lefty matchup and sets. Southpaw kicks and delivers. Triana takes a fastball for a strike. A heater in the low 90s from Domkowski. Also brings the breaking ball and the changeup. West Springfield, Massachusetts native. He is ready. And his 0-1 toss. Swing and a bouncing ball pulled to second. Bowen charges. He gloves it on the short hop. Throw it at first in time, and the inning is over. So Domkowski and the Marauders, a good job to minimize the damage here in the third. However, the Tortugas put a pair on the scoreboard. It's 2-0 heading to the fourth here in Daytona Beach. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Join us at Lecon Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend of the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to five of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
Right-hander Chase Petty looking good so far. Tortuga's right-hander, first round pick last year by the Twins, brought to the Reds organization via the Sonny Gray trade last month. And the Marauders going back to work against the New Jersey native right-hander in the fourth inning. Spencer Smith back with you here in Daytona Beach. For those just joining us, Tortuga's pushed two runs across in the bottom of the third inning, loading the bases on three walks by Valentin Linares. Saw an RBI single by Austin Hendrick, an RBI ground out by Ruben Ibarra. Next batter, Michelle Triana, grounded out to end the threat and stem the bleeding. So, all things considered, not the worst possible outcome for Bradenton. They do face a 2-0 deficit, though, as Sungche Chang leads off the fourth. Here's Petty with the windup and the delivery. Chang takes off-speed pitch outside corner for a strike. Petty peering in over the top of the bright red glove, gets the sign, wind up and the pitch. It misses low. It's a bright red glove for Petty, similar to the one that Marauders lefty Luis Peralta sports. Although this red glove for Petty appears to have some tan strings in the webbing. Here's a 1-1 pitch. Swing and a bouncing ball pulled to second. Right there for it is Almonte. He scoops it up and throws to first to retire a hustling Chang. Motoring down the line, one out. Here's Jacob Gonzalez. Marauders first baseman with a 9-game hitting streak to begin the season. Grounded to the second baseman his first time up tonight. A beautiful sunset starting to unfold here in Daytona Beach. Wind up and the pitch by Petty. Gonzalez takes the first offering low. Streaks of pink and purple above left center and center field. Some dark blue and almost orangey hues over left field, closer to the horizon. A picture-perfect night for baseball here in Daytona Beach. Petty delivers the 1-0. Gonzalez swings and grounds it to third. That's backhanded by Reyes. Long throw across to first is in time as first baseman Triana has to work to the outside of the base. Out recorded, though. Two-way for Bradenton. That brings up Jace Bowen. A walk in his first plate appearance. Jace starting to see the ball well again. A home run, a walk, and a hit-by-pitch last night. Here comes the motion and the toss. Bowen swings big and misses. Slightly in front of the Chase Petty slider. Here comes the quick windup in the delivery. Bowen checks his swing and can't hold up on the slider in the dirt. It's strike two. Base is empty, two away. Tortuga's leading the Marauders 2-0 here in the fourth. 0-2 delivery to Bowen. That is taken for strike three on a slider, and in the blink of an eye, top of the fourth inning is over. We head to the bottom half. Tortuga's 2, Marauders nothing. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Join us at Lecom Park on Saturday, May 28th for Military Appreciation Night, presented by SNN. We will recognize and honor the brave men and women who serve in our armed forces. The Marauders will wear a special patriotic jersey as they take on the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. After the game, be sure to stay and enjoy our post-game fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us for Star Wars Night at Lecom Park on Friday, June 11th. Come see character appearances and watch the Marauders play in their special Star Wars-themed jerseys. Those jerseys will be auctioned off after the game, with proceeds benefiting the Miracle League of Minnesota. Be sure to stick around for an epic Star Wars-themed fireworks show after the game, presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Come join us at Lecom Park on Saturday, July 30th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids ages 12 and under will receive a free Marauders backpack. Cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers, and be sure to stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
A 2-0 lead for the Daytona Tortugas here at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. Marauders trailing early yet again as Yerlin Confidan steps in for the home team. Nick Domkowski with the windup and left-hander's pitch swung on and drilled foul off to our left. Spencer Smith with you here tonight from Daytona Beach. Evening very quickly cooling off as the sun sets off to our left. And that wind still blowing in off the Halifax River from beyond right field. The 0-1 swung on a miss for strike two. Confidan tried to turn on it and got all jammed up. Both Daytona runs coming in the bottom of the third inning. An early exit for Marauders starter Valentin Linares. The windup and Domkowski's 0-2 taken. Strike three in the outer half. Nice job by Domkowski getting the looking strikeout on the fastball. And it's one away. Sebastian Almonte, 22-year-old from the Dominican, steps into the box. Right-handed batter swings through the first pitch and misses. Base is empty with one out. Nick Domkowski, University of Hartford product. Almonte called time, stepped out of the batter's box, readjusted the Velcro and the white batting gloves. Now gets the 0-1 from Domkowski. Breaking ball swung on, popped up out of play. On the first base side. Marauders trying to avoid a three-game losing skid tonight. dropping the series opener Tuesday night, shut out by a final score of 3-0, losing last night 8-3. Here's the windup and the 0-2. Swing and a miss. He chased it low and inside. The ball picked up by Planchard as it gets away. He throws onto first in time for the second out. Good stuff from Domkowski and a good job by Planchard. Just sliding on those shin guards across the artificial turf and foul territory after the ball that got away. And it made the play relatively seamlessly. Two gone for Gus Steiger. It was his leadoff walk in the third inning that sparked that third inning rally. First pitch to him. He swings and drives it deep to right field. On the run, Nolasco sprinting. He reaches up and makes the catch. What a job by Nolasco. Flagging that ball down just shy of the track in right field. And the inning is over. 1-2-3 go the Tortugas here in the fourth. Daytona leads it, though, 2-0, heading to the fifth here at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
Join us for the most exciting night of the season. Fan Appreciation Night at Leacon Park is Saturday, September 3rd. Enter the 9 innings of winnings drawing for the chance to win awesome prizes and stay after the game to catch the final fireworks show of the season presented by Budweiser. Fans will also have a chance to vote on which on-field promotions and music they want to see and hear throughout the evening. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Copa de la Diversión is back at Leacon Park. Come celebrate the local Hispanic and Latino community on Friday, May 6th as the Marauders take the field as the Bradenton Barba Negras. Fans can purchase a ticket package that includes a limited edition Roberto Clemente cap. Enjoy a pregame live concert by Renacito on the Flam Plaza and an appearance and autograph signing by Luis Clemente. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Two or nothing or score here in Daytona Beach. Marauders trying to get the bats working. And they'll try and do so against a new pitcher here. Big number 29 on the hill for the Tortugas. Luis May, 20-year-old from San Pedro de Macorís in the Dominican, takes over for fellow righty Chase Petty, who had an outstanding night on the hill. 4 hitless innings for Petty. So the Marauders hunting for that first hit of the game. And Alexander Mojica backs out of the box momentarily. Right off the bat, a clock violation by Luis May. 1-0 the count on Mojica. And now a slightly surprised May steps off the rubber. He's asking the plate umpire Chase Eubanks for clarification. Now the two umpires are going to have to meet halfway between home plate and first base. Maybe it's just me, but all this just seems to defeat the purpose of these pace of play measures. So the two men, to their credit, do make the conversation pretty quick. And Eubanks hustles back behind home plate. Call stands, still a clock violation. Want to know the count to begin the at-bat to Mojica. Here's a set by May. The big righty deals to Mojica. That's taken at the knees for a strike. Luis May will be turning 21 in a couple of months. Signed out of the Dominican by the Reds in 2018. He's ready and deals the 1-1. That's way outside. Now, Luis May was the unfortunate soul who gave up the walk-off 3-run homer against Palm Beach in that no-hit bid for the Tortugas that carried into the 9th inning. A couple of hit batters, then a walk-off 3-run bomb. 2-1 offering. That is at the knees outside corner, and Alexander Mojica doing a little pogo stick bounce in the batter's box. Not happy that he let that one go by. 2-2 on the Marauders' third baseman. May away, kicks and comes home with it. Pitch is swung on and missed wildly. Mojica chases the slider. Well, it's been a pretty opposite-looking approach by each team tonight. Marauders very consistently out in front of the sliders from opposing righties this evening. And very short at bats. In the meantime, the Tortugas, very disciplined, long plate appearances. Here's Rodolfo Nolasco, pitched by May, taking a hair outside, ball one. May comes set, the 1-0. Taken also outside, similar spot, fastball at 97 from May that time. It's 2-0. Right-hander stands 6'3", 219 pounds. Big presence on the mound. As he comes set, hands together at the belt buckle. 2-0 to Nolasco. He swings hard and pops it foul, back out of play. Nolasco down on strikes in his first trip tonight. Came into this game striking out in 44% of his plate appearances to begin the season. That's through his first eight games. The 2-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. That ball pops out of the mitt of Salcedo. Still looking to see that first Nolasco home run as a Marauder. It's one of his big outstanding attributes, that right-handed power. He gets the 2-2 pitch. Nolasco takes outside corner for strike three. Nice looking slider from Luis May. That's two gone for Bradenton. Final line, by the way, on Chase Petty, last year's first round pick by the Twins, traded to the Reds this spring. He goes four hitless innings, walking one, striking out four. And Petty, 43 pitches, 30 of them for strikes. Very efficient. Here's Brendan Dixon. First pitch from May, taken under the hands for ball one. Brendan going with the high black socks with gold Pirates designs on it. He waits. May delivers the 1-0. Dixon swings and bounces one to third. Pulled foul. Tough road lately for Brendan Dixon. Over his last three games, hitless, 0-for-11. Six strikeouts during that stretch. Here tonight, making his first appearance of this series here in Daytona Beach. Tortugas 2, Marauders nothing, top 5. 1-1 offering. Dixon swings and sends it foul, back behind home plate. Dixon, the 20th round pick last year by the Pirates, out of Weatherford College in Texas. Most famous baseball alumnus of Weatherford, the very recently retired right-handed pitcher Jake Arrieta. May with the 1-2 pitch. Dixon swings and lifts it high and deep to right field. Hendrick running after it, out of his reach and bounces to the wall. Dixon round first, digging for two. Throw from right field towards second base will go right to the cutoff man. And Brendan Dixon smokes a resounding double to the opposite field. Well, that's got to feel good for Brendan. Not a bit of a rough stretch as of late. We hit that one right on the nose and gives the Marauders a man in scoring position. So Bradenton with its first hit of the game. Two outs deep into the fifth inning. And that brings the tying run to the plate in Giovanni Planchart. Giovanni called into abrupt service last night's game. Wyatt Hendry leaving with an injury and a home plate collision in the first inning. Planchart getting the start tonight. The pitch. Giovanni takes a backdoor slider for a strike. Nicely placed. Planchart took full advantage of the unexpected playing time last night. Went 2-for-3. That's his first multi-hit game of the year. Dixon inches off second base. Luis May looks at him a long time. Now the 0-1. There's a check swing and a pitch that's just low for ball one. A lot of borderline pitches coming from both pitchers, and really to Chase Eubanks' credit, plate umpire has been pretty consistent with those pitches in the lower part of the zone. Here is the set. 1-1 delivery. Plunchart swings and misses. A half-hearted swing. He realized too late it wasn't a good pitch to go for. Slider low and away. Luis May. Last name spelled M-E-Y. One strike away from escaping a little bit of trouble for his club here in Daytona Beach. Right-hander sets. And the 1-2 pitch to Plunchart. Taken low and outside. Good job by Salcedo. Squeezing it into the mitt. Tortugas have a right-hander throwing in their bullpen down the left field line. Plunchart back into that tall and open stance from the right side. Dixon leads off second. The 2-2 pitch. Swinging a bouncing ball to third. Through into left field for a base hit. Dixon being waved home. The ball kicks away from the left fielder Confidon. Into second base comes Plunchart. He slides. He is safe on the play. Marauders are within one run as Giovanni Plunchart shows off the wheels, chugging into second base as the ball skipped off the glove of Yerlin Confidon in left field. RBI single for Giovanni Plunchart. That's his first RBI of the year. And the Marauders now with the tying run in scoring position. Really did look like, for what it's worth, even if Confidon had come up with a ball cleanly in left field, the Tortugas probably had slim to none as far as chances of getting the out at home plate on that play. Dixon can run and got the very quick wave around third by Gustavo Omana. Now a step off the rubber by May. He throws to third, and out on the play for not touching third is Brendan Dixon. Second straight game this has happened. Happened in the ninth inning last night. Plunchart called out for not touching third. And predictably, here's Jonathan Johnston out of the first base dugout for a talk with the plate umpire, Chase Eubanks. Well, that's it for the top of the fifth inning. The Marauders don't get the run after all. We head to the bottom half. 2-0 Daytona. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Copa de la Diversión is back at Lecon Park. Come celebrate the local Hispanic and Latino community on Friday, May 6th as the Marauders take the field as the Bradenton Barbanegras. Fans can purchase a ticket package that includes a limited edition Roberto Clemente cap. Enjoy a pregame live concert by Renacito on the Flam Plaza and an appearance and autograph signing by Luis Clemente. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hey Marauders fans! Jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $25, you get tickets to 5 select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. Join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Rainey Reyes leads off by tapping one foul along the third baseline. Daytona's third baseman tonight leads off the bottom of the fifth inning for the Tortugas, who lead the Marauders 2-0 here at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. I would call this series so far frustrating for Bradenton would be an understatement. Nick Domkowski, solid relief so far for the Marauders tonight, deals to Reyes, who takes a tad outside for ball one. For the second straight night, the Marauders having a runner called out on the base paths for failing to touch a base as the Tortugas appealed. The 0-1 pitch outside for ball one. Here's Domkowski with a 2-1 pitch. That one swung on and grounded past third, a base hit into left field. Well, after the Marauders thought they had their first run of the night, to reset the scene for you, top of the fifth inning, Bradenton got a two-out double from Brendan Dixon. Giovanni Plonchar grounded a single into left field. Dixon rounded third, scored easily. Ball kicked away from the left fielder. And Plonchar slid in safely to second base on the play. Tortugas appealed, though, that Dixon didn't touch third, and they were right. He was called out. First pitch misses high to Andrew Salcedo. Ball won the count. So that is the second straight game in which we have seen the Tortugas make a successful appeal on a Marauders base runner not touching third. Next pitch is swung on and missed, and watch out, that bat goes flying. Salcedo losing the grip on the bat, and the bat is stuck in the netting just behind the Tortugas dugout. Daytona's bat boy gets it unstuck from the screen. It was good to hear those gasps of horror turn to laughs. And that's part of the purpose of these extended nettings serve here. Bats accidentally released mid-swing and high-velocity foul balls. They can all make their way into the stands. Added safety features making their way into the game over the last few years. 1-1 pitch by Domkowski, swinging a foul back, and another slip out of the hands on that swing by Salcedo. That one flies toward the on-deck circle. Jay Allen, the man waiting on deck, not harmed. And now all of a sudden Salcedo looks like he's in discomfort. Andrew Gookie Dawkins out to take a look at him. Salcedo looks like he's pointing at the palm of his left hand. He's bending over the waist in noticeable discomfort. Tortuga's athletic trainer, Josh Hobson, who has unfortunately been on the field quite a bit this series, is taking a look at Salcedo. Still examining that left hand. Salcedo turning and looking toward first base. The desire to stay in the game for now is definitely there. But ultimately, matters here is Josh Hobson and Andrew Gookie Dawkins think is best for their players' safety and health here. Salcedo putting that red batting glove back onto his left hand. It looks like he's determined to continue. And he will. He puts that helmet back on. Manager and trainer both standing by. Salcedo gripping that bat, moving his hands up and down the handle. Just testing that hand gently, and he's ready to go. So Andrew Salcedo losing the bat accidentally on the follow-through of his swing on back-to-back pitches. And after expressing some discomfort, going to dig back into the batter's box. They count 1-2. Tortugas lead 2-0. We're in the bottom of the fifth inning with a runner on first and nobody out. Domkowski sets, left-hander deals, and pitch low and inside. Gets away from Giovanni Plonchar and up to second base. Taking a slight turn is Rainey Reyes. The Marauders catchers have had a very rough series behind the plate. A lot of balls getting through Marauders backstops this week and allowing Tortuga's runners to advance extra bases. Now runner on second with nobody out. 2-2 pitch to Salcedo. That is inside for ball three. Jonathan Johnston hoping for a little bit of length here in middle relief by Nick Domkowski. Came on in the third inning with two outs. 3-2 pitch. Swing and a foul back, and Giovanni Plonchar takes a little bit of the backswing. Both runs in this game coming in the bottom of the third inning. Tortuga's getting an RBI single from Austin Hendrick. RBI ground out by Ruben Ibarra. It was a bases-loaded, no-out situation. Tortuga's unable to add more. Domkowski sets his 3-2 pitch to Salcedo. Swung on and lined up the middle. A base hit into center field. Center fielder Campagna up with the ball. Runner being waved home. Campagna's throw toward the plate is cut off by Jacob Gonzalez behind the mound, and it's an RBI single by Andrew Salcedo. Tortugas make it a 3-0 ball game. Good. see the frustration mounting on the field even further now for Bradenton. There's so many little breaks have not gone the visiting team's way this week. And Tomkowski will try and get back on track now as he faces the dangerous leadoff man, Jay Allen. The pitch, right-handed batter squares to bunt, drops a good one down the third base line, but it rolls foul on the turf. Caught Alexander Mojica playing back a little bit. Allen trying to take advantage. And even though Mojica got to that ball relatively quickly, even if that ball had stayed fair, Mojica grabbed it. Allen may have still beaten it out. Blazing speed down there. Long look in by Domkowski. Gets the signal from Planchart. He fires the 0-1. Allen swings and misses. Good breaking ball from the southpaw. Domkowski joined the Marauders pitching staff mid-summer last year. Pirates signed him as an undrafted free agent. Showed some good stuff. He sets. And the 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He couldn't hold up on the check swing and the low changeup. Strike three. So good stuff again from Domkowski, who earns his third strikeout in relief tonight. And that's the first out here in the fifth. Lefty on lefty, Austin Hendrick. As mentioned, the RBI single in the third inning. Brought home the game's first run. Pitch to him here. Check swing, flare toward third base. That drops in for a base hit. Left fielder Brown up with the ball quickly. And the lead runner, Andrew Salcedo, stops at second base. Back pick throw to first base. Not sure why that came from Sung Che Chang. Really didn't look like Austin Hendrick strayed too far off the bag. And this is just the kind of week it's been for Bradenton. That was an excuse-me check swing on a pitch that happened to be in the zone, and Hendrick got a bloop hit out of it. Here's Ruben Ibarra. Righty slugger with the RBI ground out in the third inning. Tomkowski deals the first pitch, and it misses away. No runs, two hits, no errors for the Marauders. Three runs, four hits, and one error for the Tortugas. First and second, one gone. 1-0 to Ibarra. Taken low for ball two. A right-hander in the Tortugas bullpen still loosening. That's Reynardo Cruz, expected to be a bulk man out of the pen tonight for Daytona. Here's the 2-0. Fastball right there for a strike. Skies are completely dark now here in Daytona Beach. Stadium lights illuminating the turf field down below. Lights on the bridge beyond center field glowing in the distance. Here's the 2-1 from Domkowski. Taken inside corner for strike two. Ruben Ibarra, a couple of words for plate umpire Chase Eubanks. Wasn't anything angry or frustrated. May have just been asking if that was the edge of the strike zone. No automated balls and strikes. Eubanks making his own calls tonight behind the dish. Here's the set. Tomkowski's 2-2. Ibarra swings and sends it foul behind home plate. For the Tortugas, two runs in the third, one in the fifth so far. Still in the fifth with men on first and second and one out. Tomkowski shaking off a couple of signals. Now brings the hands together at the belt. The 2-2 again. Ibarra swings and fouls it back once more. Just looking up and down the scorebook here. So many plate appearances by Tortugas hitters where Marauders pitchers have gotten two strikes on them. And just can't put them away. One, two, three, four, two-strike foul balls. Happening again and again, causing a lot of extra effort from Marauders pitching. 2-2 once more. Ibarra takes inside corner for strike three. Oh, he painted the black, and Ibarra can't believe it. Ibarra shaking his head as he walks away. Not happy with the call from Eubanks. Nick Domkowski gets a big strikeout. One more out to go to escape this fifth inning. Domkowski has to face Michel Triana. First and second, two away. Domkowski fires. First pitch, a fastball swung on and missed for strike one. Triana swinging out of his shoes on that swing. Triana competed at the national level a few years ago. Played for Cuba's 18 and under national team in 2017. The 0-1 pitch. He swings and misses for strike two. Domkowski with the high heater. Big raw power from the left side for Triana. Splitting his time defensively between third base and first base here in his pro career. Playing first base in this one. Domkowski ready. Surveys the runners. And the 0-2 pitch, Triana swings and bounces it to the right side of the infield. Bowen, the second baseman, charges, gloves it, throws to first, in time to get Triana. Great play by Jace Bowen, ending the inning of the damage minimal here in the fifth. One run comes across, though, on the RBI single by Andrew Salcedo. 3-0 Tortugas heading to the sixth. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
La Copa de la Diversión regresa al Estadio Lincoln.
Venga el 6 de mayo, celebre cuando nuestros Bradenton Marauders entran al campo como los Barbanegras de Bradenton.
Los fanáticos pueden adquirir sus boletos y paquete que incluye una gorra de Roberto Clemente de edición limitada.
Disfrute a Renecito en vivo antes del juego y no se pierda a Luis Clemente, quien estará con nosotros firmando autógrafos.
Compre sus boletos ahora mismo en BradentonMarauders.com.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leacom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leacom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Electric right-hander Reynardo Cruz enters the game to pitch for the Tortugas. He takes the mound to pitch the sixth inning for the home team. Marauders trailing 3-0 here in Daytona Beach. Spencer Smith with you tonight. Marauders losing back-to-back games to open the series and trying to avoid a third straight loss. Starting to find themselves in some jeopardy. Held scoreless over five innings. Here's Luke Brown. First pitch taking. It's low and inside for ball one on the fastball in 94. Reynardo Cruz, 20-year-old right-hander from San Pedro de Macorís in the Dominican Republic. 1-0 pitch, taken wide, ball two. Cruz signing with the Reds just last year out of the Dominican. Quickly winds up and fires the 2-0. Brown looks at a fastball strike at 95. Well, the velocity's certainly there for Reynardo Cruz. A little scouting. Mini scouting reports from Justin Rock, voice of the Tortugas before the game. 2-1 pitch. Bounces in the dirt and almost hits Brown. It's ball three. Cruz, a hard-throwing righty. Didn't give up a hit his last time out, but did walk three batters. And sometimes doesn't really know where the ball is going. 3-1 pitch is swung on, lifted to center field. Playable for Jay Allen, moving to his right, into the gap. And camped underneath it, he makes the one-handed grab. One away. Right. Marauders struggling to find really any sort of offensive force tonight. They appear to be onto something in the fifth inning. That run they appeared to have scored, though, negated on appeal. Here's Sergio Campagna, takes the first pitch strike. In that fifth inning, a two-out double by Brendan Dixon. He appeared to round third and score on a Yovani Planchart single to left field. Here's the windup in the 0-1. Campagna takes strike two on the outer half. Tortuga's appealed, though. Pitcher got the ball back, stepped off the rubber, threw to third. And Brendan Dixon called out on the appeal for failing to touch third on his way home. The 0-2, Campagna takes low and inside. Brushes right past his toes. Tortugas 3, Marauders nothing, top half of the sixth inning. The 1-2. Campagna takes a bender just a little high for ball two. And a dismayed right-hander, Renardo Cruz, couldn't believe it wasn't called a strike. Cruz into his full windup. 2-2. Swing and a miss, and down goes Campagna for strike three. Two gone for Bradenton. Just three base runners for the Marauders in this game. And they're two away in the sixth now. Sung Chae Chang has grounded to the second baseman twice tonight. He digs in, bat resting on his left shoulder as Cruz winds up and fires. Pitch taken low and outside. Renardo Cruz in his pro debut last season split between the Dominican and the Arizona Complex League. Next pitch, a fastball strike at the knees. Collective 2.35 ERA for Cruz last year, over 38 and a third innings. Mostly coming in relief. 1-1 pitch and bounces in there for a ball. Cruz holding opponents to a 184 average in those 11 appearances last year, making his third appearance here in 2022. Walks outnumber the strikeouts. 7 walks, 5 strikeouts to begin his season. 2-1 to Chang. Low and outside for ball three. Catcher Andrew Salcedo shaking his head a little bit to his battery mate, trying to pantomime to him. Now just come to me right here with the mitt, right here in the zone. 3-1 is just low and outside for ball four. And the sharp-eyed Chang takes first base with a 2-out walk. Now Jacob Gonzalez with a chance to do something with the bat with two away here in the sixth. Marauders trailing by 3. This game still certainly within reach. Still just in the top of the sixth inning. Jacob Gonzalez 0-for-2 with a couple of groundouts tonight. Cruz comes home with it. Gonzalez swings and lifts it. Shallow left center. This ball falling quickly. Shortstop Steiger out. Makes the catch, moving back into his left. And the inning is over. Marauders get nothing and leave a man stranded here in the sixth inning. We move to the bottom half. 3-0 Daytona. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Come join us at Lecom Park on Saturday, July 30th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids ages 12 and under will receive a free Marauders backpack. Cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. And be sure to stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Come out to Lecom Park on Saturday, May 7th for Margaritaville Night, presented by the Compass Hotel by Margaritaville. Enjoy a pregame concert by the Trop Rock Junkies and watch the Marauders take the field in their special Margaritaville-themed jerseys. The jerseys will be auctioned off with proceeds benefiting the Pace Center for Girls. And with the purchase of a special ticket package, fans will receive a free Hawaiian shirt. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Come celebrate the Bradenton Nine Devils on Friday, July 29th at Lecom Park. Watch the Marauders take the field in throwback uniforms, paying tribute to the Nine Devils, the Florida State Negro League team of the 1930s, 40s, and 50s. Former Nine Devils player Morris Pascal will be in attendance as we honor this special chapter of Bradenton baseball history. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
It's 6, 7, and 8 in the order. Take that back, 5, 6, and 7 in the order for Daytona here in the bottom of the 6th. Tortugas lead the Marauders 3-0. Darlene Confidon in the box. First pitch from Nick Domkowski misses high. Domkowski doing a solid job in relief tonight. He has allowed one run. And his time on the bump, working quickly, his 1-0. Is swung on and bounced to third. A fair ball down the line. Passed a shifted over Alexander Mojica. Confidon thinks about two. The ball goes into second base. And Confidon losing his helmet between first and second base. Scampers back into first and will go retrieve that helmet as time is called. There's so many instances of wrong place, wrong time for the Marauders in this series. That was the latest example. Confidon just punching that one against the shift. Far out of the reach to Mojica's backhand side. That brings up Sebastian Almonte, right-handed batter in the box. Pitch, swinging and a pop-up, foul behind home plate. Almonte without a hit tonight. Lined into an inning-ending double play in the second. Struck out swinging in the fourth. Domkowski deals, and the pitcher swung on and foul back again. Valentin Linares, tonight's Marauders starter. On the losing end of this one, two runs allowed over 2 2/3 innings. Held the Tortugas scoreless over his first two frames of work. Wheels came off in the third inning, though. He walked a season-high 4. 0-2 pitches, swung on and foul back. We'll do it again. Tortugas pitching, once again, dynamite, allowing only 2 hits through 6 innings. Marauders not able to generate any momentum offensively whatsoever tonight. Here's the set. Another 0-2 to Almonte. He leans away from a high and tight heater. Almonte goes stumbling away from the home plate area as the momentum from his lean back took him that way. Here's the set with a man on first. Domkowski deals, runner breaks, pitches swung on a miss, strike three, bounce throw to second, in time to get Confidon! Strike him out, throw him out, double play. Giovanni Planchard bouncing the throw on the turf, got the job done, and the crowd does not like the call one bit. Two for the putout recorded on the caught stealing of second base. Jace Bowen, the second baseman, applying the tag. And Nick Domkowski able to erase that leadoff single. Here is Gus Steiger. Left-hander's windup and first delivery. Quick pitch, bunted down the third baseline, a good one. Domkowski picks it up, spins and throws to first, not in time. Steiger with a bunt single. Now, Domkowski might have made the wrong decision there. Alexander Mojica, third baseman, was charging in, and he had the much better angle on that play. If Mojica had fielded that, Marauders might have had a chance of getting the out at first. And Domkowski has a smile for his teammate, Mojica. Got to credit Domkowski there. He really showed off the athleticism there coming off the mound, fielding that ball and then making the spin jump throw right on target just late. That's Steiger's first hit of the game. Here's Rainey Reyes. First pitch, there goes Steiger. Pitch gets on through the catcher, Planchard. And up at second base uncontested is Gus Steiger. Looks like Planchard had his attention divided. Had his mind set on throwing down to second before looking the pitch into his mitt. And the sloppy play continues to plague the Marauders here in the series. Pitcher and catcher convening in front of the mound. Two men likely changing out the pitch calling signals with that runner peering in from second base. Runner on second, two away. Tortugas trying to add on to their 3-0 lead. Domkowski hands together the belt. Check second. The 1-0 pitch. Rides high. Ball two. Here's the set. Domkowski fires, and that pitch is high for ball three. Domkowski Tomkowski pretty consistently in the zone tonight. This plate appearance uncharacteristic of what he's shown this evening. 43 pitches, 33 for strikes. His 3-0 to Reyes. Taking all the way, that's a fastball strike. For Gus Steiger, by the way, that's been ruled a stolen base, his fourth of the year, as he was breaking on that pitch. 3-1, no, instead a leg kick and a spin move towards second. No throw from Tomkowski. Steiger back in, standing up. Jace Bowen, the closer of the two middle infielders to the bag right now. He backs away from the base. Tomkowski's 3-1 pitch swung on, popped up, and out of play, out of the ballpark, behind home plate. Surrounding buildings, businesses, and, of course, the bridge lights and the distance beyond the outfield illuminating the horizon on this dark evening here in Daytona Beach. Good Thursday night crowd on hand here at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. And now time called. Tomkowski has been charged with an automatic ball for the pitch clock violation, and that will give Rainey Reyes first base on the walk. Marauders pitchers countless times this series have not paid enough mind to that pitch clock. And so many automatic balls have been awarded to Tortuga's hitters as a result. First and second, two away. Here's Andrew Salcedo. First pitch swinging. He fouls it back. There are two away in the inning. So Tomkowski trying to pitch Salcedo carefully, retire him, and escape the inning with no damage done. Tortuga's lead 3-0, threatening to play add-on. Here's the 0-1. Salcedo swings and fouls this one back. I believe the bat boy caught that one on the carom off the backstop. Got a well-deserved cheer from the crowd. No balls and two strikes. With two men aboard, there are two away. Tomkowski is ready. Left-hander kicks and deals. The pitch is swung and it fell back again. Most recent run for Daytona coming off Salcedo's bat. RBI single in the fifth. For the Tortugas, Gus Steiger on second base, Rainey Reyes on first. Tomkowski's 0-2 again. Salcedo swings and misses strike three. The inning is over and the Tortugas strand a pair. We move to the seventh inning. Marauders running out of outs tonight. They trail 3-0 here at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Copa de la Diversión is back at Lecon Park. Come celebrate the local Hispanic and Latino community on Friday, May 6th as the Marauders take the field as the Bradenton Barbanegras. Fans can purchase a ticket package that includes a limited edition Roberto Clemente cap. Enjoy a pregame live concert by Renacito on the Flam Plaza and an appearance and autograph signing by Luis Clemente. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Eight to nothing, the score remains in favor of the Tortugas as the Marauders look for some runs here in the late innings. Spencer Smith with you on this Thursday evening from Daytona Beach. If you're just joining us, here is how this 3-0 score is unfolded tonight. Bottom of the third inning, Tortugas took full advantage of three walks by Marauders starter Valentin Linares to load the bases. RBI single by Austin Hendrick brought the game's first run home. Ruben Ibarra followed with an RBI ground out. Tortugas added another run in the fifth on an Andrew Salcedo RBI single. Bradenton, just two hits after their first six innings and appeared to have scored a run earlier on. We'll get into that in just a moment as Jace Bowen, cleanup man in the order, will get the seventh inning started for the Marauders. Right-hander Reynaldo Cruz, hard thrower, winds up and deals. Bowen takes low and outside. Marauders in the fifth inning got a two-out double from Brendan Dixon. He appeared to advance around third and score on a Giovanni Planchard single as Bowen looks at a strike on a slider. However, the Tortugas appealed. Pitcher got the ball, stepped off the rubber, threw to third, and on appeal, Brendan Dixon ruled out for not touching third base on his way home, so the run negated. 1-1 pitch is outside for ball two. And after last night's crazy, crazy ninth inning, that is now the second straight game in which a Marauders runner has been called out on appeal for not touching a base. 2-1, skips in the dirt for ball three. As for what's at stake at the moment here, Marauders leading 3-0, rather trailing 3-0. We open the seventh, 3-1 pitch, swung on and belted down the left field line. This line drive is a fair ball and headed to the corner. Bounces off the wall, Bowen around first, digging for two. The left fielder Confit on will not have a play. He bounces that ball into third base. Bowen is coming. He slides in. He is out on the play. Oh, you've got to be kidding me. Gustavo Omana screaming at the base umpire Austin Snow. And here is Jonathan Johnston out of the first base dugout. Jace Bowen is also yelling at the base umpire from afar. Johnston gesticulating with his left arm, pointing to third base, trying to reset the play to Austin Snow, who had a close-up view of it, but Johnston maintaining that Snow did not make the right call. And the crowd here in Daytona Beach, of course, wants Johnston tossed. And all due credit here to Austin Snow. He does not look to pick a fight. Snow listens to Johnston, turns and jogs away back to his position. Johnston back to the dugout. And we don't have the benefit of replay here in Daytona Beach, but gotta say, Jace Bowen really seemed to have that hand on the bag in time. Here's Alexander Mojica trying to restart the Marauders offense now. There's a windup in the pitch by Cruz. Mojica takes a knee-high strike. Well, Jace Bowen making an aggressive decision there. Had a double in the bag. Throw from left field went lazily into third base on a long bounce from Confit on. And the 0-1 pitch, Mojica takes in the dirt for a ball. Bowen saw that the third baseman Reyes was far off the bag with nobody covering the base behind him. So Bowen made the aggressive decision. And now the plate umpire Eubanks is looking toward the first base dugout. Pitch comes, but it's ruled a no pitch. Timeout was called. Like Eubanks was trying to listen to someone from the Marauders dugout. Either Johnston or somebody in the Bradenton dugout still talking, and now Mojica gets crowded by a slider inside. That misses for ball two. 2-1. Cruz nods to the sign, deals the 2-1 pitch. Mojica swings and misses for strike two. Here's the windup in the right-hander's pitch. Mojica takes in the dirt, and he works the count full. 3-2. Daytona 3, Bradenton nothing. Top of the seventh inning with the bases empty and one away. Jace Bowen trying to take third after hitting a double off the wall. He was ruled out at third base, trying to stretch the hit. 3-2 pitch to Mojica. Swing and a miss of the slider for strike three. Two gone for Bradenton. That'll bring up Rodolfo Nolasco, who's been down on strikes each of his first two trips. First pitch to Nolasco from Cruz. That swung on and bounced hard up the middle. That is into center field for a base hit. Gus Steiger, the shortstop, a sliding attempt to his left and came up just short. So Rodolfo Nolasco, mired in a 1-for-13 slump entering this game, able to get himself a base hit. And more importantly, the Marauders extend this seventh inning. Brendan Dixon, perhaps looking for a little redemption now as he steps into the box. Remember, he was the man called out on appeal after failing to touch third base as he came around to score back in the fifth inning. Here's the pitch, under the hands for ball one. Slider got away from Cruz. Tortuga's three, Marauders zip. Here in the top of the seventh, Bradenton looking for some seventh inning magic. The 1-0. Dixon takes a strike at the knees. Rodolfo Nolasco on first base. He will run now and then. He's already stolen two bases this season. The 1-1. There's a swing and a miss by Dixon. Adam fooled on the slider. Nolasco, as that pitch came, decreasing his lead. Not taking any chances on the base paths. At least on that pitch. Dixon points the bat skyward, holding his left arm out in front of him. Now whirls that bat around, holds it quietly over his right shoulder. Cruz with a 1-2. Dixon takes in the dirt, and the ball kept in front. Nice work by Salcedo on the block. Dixon, a 21-year-old from Argyle, Texas. Always a big source of energy and pep. Marauders clubhouse and down on the field. Trying to spark a late rally for Bradenton. Pickoff moved to first. And Nolasco in safely standing up. No runs, four hits for the Marauders. Three runs, six hits for the Tortugas. Dixon standing in the back of the right-handed batter's box, farthest away from the mound as he awaits the pitch. 2-2 coming. There goes Nolasco for second. Pitch in the dirt. Throw from the knees by the catcher. In time to get Nolasco. And the inning is over. Marauders try, but they can't push a run across here in the seventh inning. It's time to stretch here in Daytona Beach. Tortugas still lead it 3-0. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Join us for Star Wars Night at Leecom Park on Friday, June 11th. Come see character appearances and watch the Marauders play in their special Star Wars-themed jerseys. Those jerseys will be auctioned off after the game with proceeds benefiting the Miracle League of Minnesota. Be sure to stick around for an epic Star Wars-themed fireworks show after the game, presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
La Copa de la Diversión regresa al Estadio Lincoln.
Venga el 6 de mayo, celebre cuando nuestros Bradenton Marauders entran al campo como los Barbanegras de Bradenton.
Los fanáticos pueden adquirir sus boletos y paquete, que incluye una gorra de Roberto Clemente de edición limitada.
Disfrute a Renecito en vivo, antes del juego, y no se pierda a Luis Clemente, quien estará con nosotros firmando autógrafos.
Compre sus boletos ahora mismo en BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us at Leecom Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend of the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us for Star Wars Night at Lincoln Park on Friday, June 11th. Come see character appearances and watch the Marauders play in their special Star Wars-themed jerseys. Those jerseys will be auctioned off after the game with proceeds benefiting the Miracle League of Minnesota. Be sure to stick around for an epic Star Wars-themed fireworks show after the game, presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
New pitcher into the game for the Marauders, right-hander Xavier Concepcion, stands tall on the hill, deals his first pitch of the inning. It is a fastball strike to Jay Allen, who is standing with a hand on his hip at plate umpire Chase Eubanks, saying he wasn't ready, but Eubanks is having none of it. Count 0-1, quickly Concepcion's next pitch, cracked bat, back to the mound, deflected by Concepcion, fielded by Bowen, the second baseman, throw to first, is in time, and Jay Allen almost colliding with the base umpire, Austin Snow. Now Jay Allen is having some parting words for the plate umpire, Chase Eubanks. Eubanks yelling back to the Daytona dugout on the third base side. Been a long night for this umpiring crew. Austin Hendrick, next man into the box. Xavier Concepcion deals the first pitch. Hendrick swings and laces it to right field for a base hit. Over to field it cleanly, Rodolfo Nolasco. He turns and chucks it into the cutoff man, Bowen. And it is a one-out single by Austin Hendrick. So Concepcion not showing any signs of shell shock there as he got that comebacker back to the mound to lead off the inning. Ball deflected over to Bowen. Here's Ruben Ibarra. Concepcion deals, and the pitch is swung on, drilled to deep right field. This is going to be over the head of Nolasco and bounce all the way to the wall. It stays in play. Into third base comes Hendrick. There's going to be a relay throw to the plate. The throw is in time to get Hendrick. Throw into third base now is not in time as Ruben Ibarra is in at third base standing up. Well, the Marauders able to cut down a potential run at the plate. Austin Hendrick out by a wide margin. Giovanni Planchard building a fortress around home plate as the throw from right field came in on a bounce. Michelle Triana the hitter. Third baseman Mojica playing up a bit. Pitch by Concepcion. Swung on and foul back. Ruben Ibarra, by the way, will get credit for a double, moving to third on the throw home on that last play. Here's the 0-1 to Triana, swinging a bouncer up the middle. Shortstop Chang grabs it. Throw to first is low, but handled perfectly by Gonzalez. Inning over, and the Marauders able to keep the Tortugas off the board here in the seventh. Move to the eighth inning here in Daytona Beach. It remains 3-0 in favor of the Tortugas. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Copa de la Diversión is back at Lecon Park. Come celebrate the local Hispanic and Latino community on Friday, May 6th as the Marauders take the field as the Bradenton Barbanegras. Fans can purchase a ticket package that includes a limited edition Roberto Clemente cap. Enjoy a pregame live concert by Renacito on the Flam Plaza and an appearance and autograph signing by Luis Clemente. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hey Marauders fans, jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $25, you get tickets to 5 select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. Join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Dixon leads off the eighth for the Marauders here in Daytona Beach. Bradenton trailing by three. And first pitch to Dixon. Swung on, lifted to right field. Looks like a routine play for the right fielder Hendrick. He raises in. Wind catching hold of it. Sticks with it. And makes the chest high catch. One pitch and one away. Brendan Dixon was the man left standing at home plate when Rodolfo Nolasco was gunned down trying to steal second base, ending the seventh. Here's Giovanni Planchard. Venezuela native gets pitch number one from Reynaldo Cruz and takes low. It appeared that Planchard, as that pitch came, was stepping forward in the batter's box toward the mound. Cruz working quickly, his windup and offering taken on the inside corner for a strike, and Planchard Looks up to the heavens, not liking that call. 1-1 the count. Cruz, the fireballing right-hander, deals. And it's a slider. Strike two on the outside corner. Plotchart trying to put something in play. The 1-2 toss is check swung at, and did he go? No, he did not. Austin Snow making the call upon the appeal from down the first baseline. 2-2 on the Marauders catcher. Cruz rocks and fires. Pitch is taken in the dirt for ball three. Marauders will take base runners any way they can get them here in the eighth inning. Daytona leading 3-0. They put two on the board in the third, added one run in the fifth inning. Cruz with the windup in the 3-2. Plotchart swings and socks it foul out of play to the right. Marauders have collected just four hits off Tortuga's pitching, which has been tough as nails in this series. 3-2 again. Plotchart takes outside corner, knee high for strike three. Luke Brown, 0-2 out of the ninth slot in the order. Well, try and get something going late here for Bradenton. Struck out swinging in the third, flat out to the center fielder in the sixth inning. Left-handed batter gets pitch number one and takes wide a ball. Brown swinging a solid black bat tonight. The 1-0 pitch misses low. Bowling Green, Kentucky native. Grew up a big Cincinnati Reds fan. He gets the 2-0 toss. There's a swing and a pop foul out of play, third base side. And although he, of course, is not old enough to have remembered his playing days, Luke Brown's playing style, very hard-nosed and aggressive, somewhat reminiscent of Pete Rose. Here's the 2-1 toss. Brown swings and fouls it back. Brown does have the speed on the base paths. Good line drive stroke. Worked on his power a little bit more in the offseason, trying to add that facet to his game a bit more. Here's the 2-2 from Cruz. Low and outside for ball three. Got to talk to Brown during batting practice the other day and asked him if power has been much of a part of his game at any point. He said, yeah, he hit a few home runs in high school, never did go deep in college. And his first professional home run on Sunday against Lakeland, a grand slam. 3-2. Swing and a foul tip into the mitt, hung on to by Salcedo. Strike three, inning over. We head to the bottom of the eighth. Marauders still with nothing to show at the plate. It's a 3-0 Tortugas lead. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit manateememorial.com for more information.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leacom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leacom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
It remains a 3-0 Daytona lead over the Marauders here at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. And, again, the oddest promotion perhaps of the evening, which we saw the other night here at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. A blindfolded fan crawling around on all fours on the third base side of the field, trying to locate an object with their only clue as to its location being the reaction of fans in the stands. Cheers or boos indicating hot or cold. And the contestant tonight, a man who appeared to be in his 20s, was able to find the object almost near the time limit. Here's Yerlin Confidant leading out for the Tortugas here in the bottom of the eighth. He takes low and inside from a quick-working right-hander Xavier Concepcion. Concepcion looks in for the sign from Giovanni Planchart. Kicks and deals. And pitch taken low and inside. Close one. Fastball coming in at 95. Concepcion will sling it in there. Teammates nickname him El Cohete, Spanish for the rocket. 2-0 pitch. Skips in the dirt for ball three. Concepcion working around a couple of hits in the seventh inning for a scoreless inning of relief in his first inning out there tonight. Trying to battle back. 3-0 to Confidant. Fastball for strike one outside corner. Concepcion with an ERA of 0 at the moment. He sets and deals. 3-1 swung on and fouled away on the left side, and the count is full. This is Concepcion's third appearance of the season. 5 scoreless innings under his belt. As he continues, he sets. 3-2 to Confidant is called a strike of the knees. He's frozen on the fastball at 97 miles per hour. Good stuff from Xavier Concepcion. Marauders really do have a stable full of live arms in that bullpen. Xavier Concepcion, Junior Thibault. First pitch here to Sebastian Almonte, drilled toward the left center field gap. That's in for a base hit and bounces all the way to the wall. Almonte into second base and doesn't even think about three. He pulls up at second base with a one-out double. Little throw behind the runner there from the cutoff man, and Almonte in there safely. Jace Bowen now having a little fun with the opposition. Actually, Jacob Gonzalez covering on the trailer play there. Almost pushing Almonte off the bag, just horsing around. But the Tortugas have a one-out double, and they look to stretch their lead. Here's Gus Steiger, who's been a tough out all series long. Runner on second, one away. Concepcion gets the sign and sets. First pitch, Steiger takes high. Marauders have had a few chances offensively tonight. Not able to cash in yet. Concepcion trying to keep this game within reach. 3-0 Tortugas, the 1-0 pitch. Low and outside, there will be no advance from Almonte off second. Giovanni Planchart keeping pace with that ball as it skipped a couple of feet to his right. Here is the set by Concepcion. The 2-0 delivery. Swinging a ground ball to first. Pass Gonzalez into right field for a hit. Runner is being stopped at third base. Throw from right field goes home. Planchart will not deal a throw to second. Snap throw to third. Not in time. He is safe. Mojica really thought they had him, and he tried his best to sell the out call. It didn't come, though, from base umpire Austin Snow. So Sebastian Almonte gets the stop sign at third base, nearly backpicked by Giovanni Planchard, the catcher, after the throw came in from right field. So Gus Steiger taking second on the throw home from right field. And the batter is Rainey Reyes. Pitch number one clips him. That grazes his arm, and he'll get first base. Ball grazed his arm and went into the mitt of Planchard. And Reyes, looking to be in a little bit of discomfort, jogs down to first base on the hit-by-pitch. Now, the good news here for the Marauders is that there are force play options everywhere. Base is full, one away. Time called. Pitching coach Yorman Bazzardo out on the slow saunter out to the hill. Pivotal point in the game here. Tortugas now with 10 hits on the evening. Only 3 runs to show for it. As Marauders pitching has done a good job of escaping danger tonight. Got time to check in on some other scores in the Pirates organization tonight. Double-A Altoona squaring off with the New Hampshire Fisher Cats. They're playing game 2 of a doubleheader right now. And the Curve leading that game 11-2. Curve in that game The over Peguero RBI single. RBI single Lolo Sanchez. RBI double the over Peguero. Blake Sable a home run. Aaron Shackelford a home run. And the over Peguero another run scoring single. Altoona Kerr really lighting up the scoreboard tonight. Bases full, one away here for Andrew Salcedo. Pitch by Concepcion is a fastball strike at the knees. Hit 96 on the gun that time. Bases full of Tortugas. Almonte on third, Steiger on second, Reyes on first base. Here is the set. Corners playing up. The pitch. Swing and a bouncing ball back to the mound. It's out of Concepcion's reach. Bowen goes to first with it as Marauder's second baseman fields it cleanly. Run scores from third on the play as Sebastian Almonte races home. It's an RBI ground out by Andrew Salcedo, his second RBI of the night, and it's Daytona 4, Bradenton nothing. Jay Allen, the next man up. He's 0 for 4. Concepcion, a long look in. He has the sign and sets. He deals. Allen swings. Hits a weak dribbler to first. Gonzalez grabs it and runs it to the base himself for the final out of the inning. So the Tortugas load the bases with one away, and they come away with one additional run. We head to the ninth. The Marauders with one last chance, trailing 4-0. They look for a late rally after these messages. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Come out to Leacon Park on Saturday, May 7th for Margaritaville Night, presented by the Compass Hotel by Margaritaville. Enjoy a pregame concert by the Trop Rock Junkies and watch the Marauders take the field in their special Margaritaville-themed jerseys. The jerseys will be auctioned off with proceeds benefiting the Pace Center for Girls. And with the purchase of a special ticket package, fans will receive a free Hawaiian shirt. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Copa de la Diversión is back at Leacon Park. Come celebrate the local Hispanic and Latino community on Friday, May 6th as the Marauders take the field as the Bradenton Barbanegras. Fans can purchase a ticket package that includes a limited edition Roberto Clemente cap. Enjoy a pregame live concert by Renacito on the Flam Plaza and an appearance and autograph signing by Luis Clemente. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Marauders have one last chance at the plate tonight in Daytona Beach and trying to prevent that losing streak from growing to 3 games tonight as they trail 4-0 heading into the ninth inning. Spencer Smith back here with you for the third game of the set. Right-hander Reynardo Cruz, who's been on the mound for a few innings now, is back to work on the hill, and he is set to face the top third of the order for Bradenton. Sergio Campagna gets the visitors started. Righty on righty, Cruz winds up and delivers. Campagna takes the first pitch low, ball one. The Marauders just 4 hits. They have been shut out through 8 innings tonight. Here's the windup and the 1-0. Campagna thought about it, took a look at a strike for a fastball on the inner half. Infield and outfield playing straight away on the right-handed batter. Here's Cruz with the windup. 1-1, swinging a little dribbler foul behind home plate. And the count is 1-2. Campagna 0-3. A line out to the second baseman to open the game. And strikeouts swinging each of his last 2 at-bats. Cruz nods to the signal, and now the windup. The 1-2 pitch, Campagna lays off low on a slider. Marauders at the very least trying to avoid getting shut out for the second time in 3 games. Here comes the windup and the 2-2. Taken for strike three of the knees, and Campagna knew it. That's the hat trick for Sergio tonight, down on strikes 3 times. Now Sungche Chang, 0-2 with a walk in this one. They'll look to spark some late magic. Just in case, the Tortugas have a left-hander getting loose in their bullpen. Down the left field line. First pitch to Chang. He shows bunt, pulls back, and takes in the dirt. Left-hander throwing. Javian Sandridge for the Tortugas in case he is needed. 1-0 pitch. Swing and a foul off to the left. Hard line drive. Shot foul off the end of the bat. Here's the 1-1. Chang shows bunt again. Pulls back and takes this one just outside for ball two. A little slider that bent around the outside corner. Chang in the box. Jacob Gonzalez waits on deck. 2-1 pitch coming. That skips in the dirt and just over the shoe tops of Chang, who works the count to 3-1. Daytona tonight, two runs in the third, one in the fifth, and one in the eighth. The 3-1. Swing and a bouncing ball down the first baseline. A fair ball. Chang sprinting, and this ball kicks foul. Unfortunate for the Marauders there, as Chang can really run, and he would have liked that one out. Had it stayed fair, it would have been a tough angle and tough distance away from all Tortuga's defenders for anybody to make a play. And on a night where hits were coming at a premium for Bradenton, they certainly would have taken the infield single. Infield swung around slightly to the pole side on the lefty batter, Chang. Outfield is straight away. Cruz into his windup. The 3-2 pitch, Chang swings and lifts it to left field, close to the line. Long run for Confidan, over toward the Daytona bullpen. He makes the catch. No, he drops it. It's a fair ball. Chang around second. He stops right there as Confidan appeared to squeeze it, and then the ball dropped to the turf. Got a little twisted and turned around with the wind taking hold of that fly ball. So the Marauders have a man into scoring position with one out here in the ninth. Crisis averted also. Looked like a ball got loose from the Daytona bullpen in left field as that ball got into left field. Thankfully, it was about 30 or 40 feet away from the left fielder, Confidan. So no tripping hazard there as it turns out. Jacob Gonzalez with an RBI opportunity now for Bradenton. He's 0 for 3, that hitting streak in jeopardy. More importantly, trying to bring the Marauders closer in this game. They trail 4-0. Here's the pitch. Gonzalez looks on a fastball strike on the outside corner. That last play ruled a two-base error on the left fielder, Yerlin Confidan. That's his second error of the season. Gonzalez digs back into the box in the tall and slightly open stance. Cruz comes set. A leadoff second by Chang. Here's Cruz with the toss. The 0-1 swung on it, foul back. Gonzalez took a big rip. Jacob Gonzalez earning Florida State League Player of the Week honors this past week. Came into this game hitting .500. That batting average still at a robust .457 at the moment. Very, very hot start to begin the year, looking to deliver a hit with a man on second. And time called. There's been a pitch clock violation by Reynardo Cruz. So an automatic ball. The count now 1-2. Sung Che Chang, good speed on second base for the Marauders, who trail 4-0 here in the ninth inning. Now Cruz with a 1-2. Gonzalez swings and lifts this one deep to left field. Back goes Confidan. Looking up, this ball is gone! Two-run homer for Jacob Gonzalez. And the Marauders cut the deficit in half. Jacob Gonzalez makes sure to touch third base on his way in home on the two-run blast. And Jacob Gonzalez going deep for the third time this season. This is now a two-run ball game. That ball crushed off the top of the metal roof over the batting cages just behind the left field wall. Timeout called, and here's manager Gookie Dawkins. Out to the mound for the Tortugas. Looks like he'll make a call to the bullpen. There's the call. And we will have a left-hander coming into the ballgame for Daytona. Bases empty, one away. Two-run blast by Jacob.
Treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Wojcicka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
Southpaw Javian Sandridge enters the game for the Tortugas. Steps into a bases-empty one-out situation here in the top of the ninth inning where the Marauders have just chopped that four-run deficit in half thanks to a two-run homer to left field by Jacob Gonzalez. Now tied with Jace Bowen for the team lead with three home runs on the year. So left-hander Sandridge, a 6'5", 220-pounder, 23 years of age from Hagerstown, Maryland, will go to work against Jace Bowen. Base is empty, one gone. Sandridge gets the signal, goes into his windup, and the pitch. Bowen takes high for ball one. Sandridge originally drafted by the Orioles, 32nd round, back in 2018 out of Mercersburg Academy. He's into his motion, the 1-0 toss. Bowen takes in tight for ball two. Well, Sandridge got released by the Orioles in May of 2020. The Reds signed him to a minor league deal in June of last year. There's a windup in the 2-0. Bowen takes a fastball strike. Fastball's in the low 90s so far from Sandridge. Last season, Sandridge in the Arizona Complex League for the Reds. Skips up and out of the way. 7 appearances in the Complex League last year for Sandridge. Over 9 total innings of work. Opponents hit just 188 off them. 3-1. Bowen swings and misses. Strike 2. 8 walks, 12 strikeouts last year for the tall lefty. Here this season, small sample size, 2 outings. He has allowed 1 run in 2 1/3 innings. He's called upon with 1 out in the ninth tonight. 3-2 pitch to Bowen is taken inside for ball 4. Bowen earns the 1-out walk, and the Marauders will bring the tying run to the plate here in the ninth inning. Here is Alexander Mojica, a man certainly capable of tying this game with one hefty swing of the bat. Sandridge, the lefty, deals, and Mojica takes high, ball one. You can feel the pressure mounting for Daytona now. Coming into this game riding high, shutting the Marauders out, 4-0 through 8 innings. Bradenton on the board on the Gonzalez 2-run blast. Sandridge comes home with it. Mojica takes a knee-high ball just out of the zone. A lot of fans understandably wanting that strike call. Left-hander sets. Jace Bowen with a careful lead off of first base. Long pause. Now the toss to Mojica. That's taken upstairs for ball 3, 3-0. Catcher Andrew Salcedo motioning to his new pitcher on the mound. Palms down, just trying to indicate to him, settle down, you've got this. Here is the set. The 3-0 pitch to Mojica. Swing and a miss. He just chased ball 4 low. Still ahead in the count. 3 balls, 1 strike. He is 0 for 3. The pitch coming. Mojica swings and fouls it back. Alexander has popped out to short. He has also struck out swinging twice this evening. Bowen runs well. He leads off first base. Sandridge sets and delivers. Mojica takes low and outside for ball 4. Back-to-back 1-out walks by the new arm Sandridge. And Rodolfo Nolasco will step into the box representing the go-ahead run. And before he gets the chance to do so, timeout called. Pitching coach Todd Maskadov comes out for a mound visit. Have the chance now to look at the High A Greensboro Grasshoppers score tonight. Final score up in Greensboro, North Carolina. Aberdeen Ironbirds 9 and the Grasshoppers 4. Orioles High A Club, the Aberdeen Ironbirds coming out on top in that one. Grasshoppers got a two-run homer from Francisco Acuna, member of the Marauders championship squad last year. Henry Davis, 2-for-3 in the game for Greensboro. Yoiner Fajardo, a stolen base. Domingo Gonzalez, a rocky start, though. 6 runs on 9 hits over 4 innings for Domingo in Greensboro. Here's Rodolfo Nolasco for the Marauders as we're back to action. First and second, one away. Pitch by Sandridge. Nolasco swings and sends it foul out of the park behind home plate. Tortuga's bullpen silent. Manager Gookie Dawkins wanting Sandridge to take care of business here in the ninth. 2 aboard, 1 away. Marauders trailing just by 2 runs. Here's the 0-1 toss. That pitch is taken low for ball one. Marauders offense struggling all night until here in the ninth. They're piecing together a substantial threat. It's at the belt. The 1-1 toss. That's taken high. Pops out of the mid of Salcedo. He grabs it out of thin air. So no advance from the runners as the count moves to 2-1. This will be a heck of a time for Rodolfo Nolasco's first home run at the single A level. Still looking for that first of the year. Here is the set and the 2-1. Nolasco swings and lifts it to center field. This is relatively shallow into center. Allen jogging in, moving underneath it, and a late adjustment to his right. He makes the catch for out number 2. Marauders face their final out of the evening now, and it's Brendan Dixon, the man who doubled back in the fifth inning and appeared to score on a base hit by Giovanni Planchart on the following play, but was ruled out on an appeal after not touching third on his way home. Dixon looking to deliver a timely hit into the gap here to at least tie this game up. Here's the set. And the pitch by Sandridge. That's a fastball for strike one at 93. On the Gonzalez home run, by the way, 406 feet to left field. 103, the exit velocity off the bat. Tall left-hander ready. And ball one called. Automatic ball. As Sandridge commits a clock violation. Dixon in the right-handed batter's box. Count 1-1. Left-hander sets. Deals the pitch. And Dixon swings and fouls it off to the right. The Marauders are down to their final strike. Jace Bowen leads off second base. Alexander Mojica off of first. And actually Mike Jarvis, pinch runner, leads off of first base. Marauders trying to stay in this one. Sandridge with the 1-2 pitch. And Dixon takes a backdoor breaking ball. Low and outside. It gets away, but the runners will not. Looks like Bowen didn't see that ball get away from Salcedo. And so the runners have to stay on first and second. Tortugas fans waiting for that last out. Marauders trying to stay alive here in the ninth inning. 2 aboard. They trail by 2. 2-2 pitch to Dixon. Swing and a foul back. Our right-hander starting to throw for the Tortugas. That's Owen Holt. Their manager, Gookie Dawkins, hoping that the game doesn't go any further than this. Marauders trying to extend this ninth inning. Here's the set. Sandridge the 2-2. Dixon swings and misses strike 3. Tag applied by Salcedo, and that's the ball game. The Marauders put up a late fight but come up short in the end, and the Tortugas win their third straight. Marauders drop 3 in a row, and now the best they can do here in this first 6-game road trip of the year is salvage a series split. So Daytona hangs on by a fingernail in this one. Final score of 4-2. And the Marauders fall on this Thursday night. We'll step aside when we come back. The Marauders postgame show begins. Hope you'll join us. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Come out to Leacon Park on Saturday, May 7th for Margaritaville Night, presented by the Compass Hotel by Margaritaville. Enjoy a pregame concert by the Trop Rock Junkies and watch the Marauders take the field in their special Margaritaville-themed jerseys. The jerseys will be auctioned off with proceeds benefiting the Pace Center for Girls. And with the purchase of a special ticket package, fans will receive a free Hawaiian shirt. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leacon Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season touches on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leacon Park.
Join us at Leacon Park on Saturday, May 28th for Military Appreciation Night. We will recognize and honor the brave men and women who serve in our armed forces. The Marauders will wear a special patriotic jersey as they take on the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. After the game, be sure to stay and enjoy our post-game fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us for Star Wars Night at Leacon Park on Friday, June 11th. Come see character appearances and watch the Marauders play in their special Star Wars-themed jerseys. Those jerseys will be auctioned off after the game with proceeds benefiting the Miracle League of Minnesota. Be sure to stick around for an epic Star Wars-themed fireworks show after the game presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Come join us at Leacon Park on Saturday, July 30th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids ages 12 and under will receive a free Marauders backpack. Cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers, and be sure to stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us at Leacon Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend to the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Welcome to the Marauders postgame show. Stay tuned for a complete air of the game and a look at what's next. Welcome to the Marauders postgame show from Jackie Robinson Ballpark in Daytona Beach, where the Marauders just lost a close one, a final score of 4-2. Here's how it went down tonight. Bottom of the third inning, the Tortugas capitalized on some wildness by Marauders starter Valentin Linares. Three walks by the right-hander loaded the bases. Tortugas got an RBI single to right field by Austin Hendrick. Ruben Ibarra followed with a ground out to short that plated another run. Marauders, though, were able to get out of the inning without further damage. Left-hander Nick Domkowski came on and stranded a pair of inherited runners, keeping the damage to just two runs. That 2-0 Daytona lead stood as the score until the bottom of the fifth inning, when the Tortugas added another run. Leadoff single by Rainey Reyes in that fifth inning. Andrew Salcedo followed with an RBI single after Reyes had taken second on a wild pitch. So 3-0 Tortugas after five. Daytona added one more run in the bottom of the eighth. One out double by Sebastian Almonte. He took third on a Gus Steiger single. And then after a hit by pitch, Andrew Salcedo with an RBI ground out that brought home Almonte from third base. That would turn out to be Daytona's final run of the night. Meanwhile, Marauders bats were held very, very quiet over the first eight innings of the ballgame. They managed very few base runners. In fact, the second base runner the Marauders got came in the fifth inning, a Brendan Dixon two-out double to right field. Giovanni Planchard, this was a pivotal moment of the game, singled to left field. Brendan Dixon raced around third and came home. The Tortugas, however, noticed that Dixon did not touch third base, and as per procedure, pitcher got on the mound with the ball, stepped off the rubber, threw to third on the appeal. Out was called. Brendan Dixon ruled not to have touched third base, and the run was negated. Marauders posed a threat in the seventh inning, getting a leadoff double from Jace Bowen. On the play, however, Bowen got aggressive and thought he could take the extra base as a lazy throw came in from left field. Third baseman Reyes was playing far off the bag receiving that throw, but Reyes able to win the race to the bag as he tagged, argued the call. Of course, it was not overturned, and the Marauders were unable to get anything out of that inning. Marauders went down in order in the eighth, but then had a little comeback effort in them in the ninth inning. A one-out error by Sungche Chang, who lifted a high fly ball to left field. Yerlin Confidan misplayed it. It fell to the ground after popping out of his mitt. And so the Marauders had a runner on second base. Jacob Gonzalez slugged a towering two-run homer to left field that thumped off the metal roof of the batting cages just behind the left field wall. And a pitching change came for the Tortugas with one out in the ninth inning. Left-hander Javian Sandridge was the man who came onto the scene. He walked Jace Bowen. He walked Alexander Mojica. And the Marauders brought the go-ahead run to the plate. Unfortunately, a full comeback was not to be for Bradenton. Rodolfo Nolasco flied out to center field. Brendan Dixon struck out swinging. And Marauders fall for a third straight night. Final score 4-2. The totals in this game for the Marauders, 2 runs, 5 hits, no errors, and 5 men left on base. For the Tortugas, 4 runs, 10 hits, 2 errors, and 9 men left on base. The winning pitcher is Luis May, reliever through a scoreless fifth inning for the Tortugas. He is 1-1 on the year. The loss goes to Valentin Linares, charged with 2 runs on 1 hit and a season-high 4 walks in 2 2/3 innings. Linares 0-2 on the season. And the save goes to Javian Sandridge, escaping trouble in the ninth inning. Time of game, 2 hours and 28 minutes. Here at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. Tonight's attendance, 1,626. It was a beautiful 73 degrees and partly cloudy at the time of first pitch. With their loss, the Marauders dropped to 7-5 on the season. With their win, the Tortugas reached the 500 mark. They are now 6-6 here in the Florida State League season. We'll step aside one more time, and when we come back, we'll give you the Marauders player of the game and a look at what's next. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey y'all, I'm Blake Shelton. I love that country music connects people all over this great nation, but unfortunately so does something else, childhood hunger. 15 million children struggle with hunger in America. That's the work of food banks works to rescue our surplus food to help provide billions of meals to families in need across the country. Join the fight against hunger at feedingamerica.org. Together, we can solve hunger. Together, we're feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Join us at Lecom Park on Saturday, May 28th for Military Appreciation Night, presented by SNN. We will recognize and honor the brave men and women who serve in our armed forces. The Marauders will wear a special patriotic jersey as they take on the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. After the game, be sure to stay and enjoy our post-game fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Marauders postgame show continues at Jackie Robinson Ballpark in Daytona Beach. It is time to name our Marauders player of the game, and tonight those honors go to Jacob Gonzalez. His big swing in the ninth inning produced a two-run homer to left field. It produced the only Marauders runs of the game. Jacob Gonzalez tied for the team lead again with 3 home runs on the season, and he continues to be a force in the middle of the batting order as well as a big leader on this young team. Jacob Gonzalez is tonight's Marauders player of the game here in Daytona Beach. So we turn our attention now to tomorrow, the fourth game of this six-game series. Marauders look to get back on track and look to, at the very least, salvage a series split. They're going to have to win each of the final 3 games of this series to do so, and they're going to look to right-hander Justin Mice, a native of the Pittsburgh area. He'll go opposite right-hander Julian Aguiar in tomorrow's 7.05 p.m. first pitch time. We'll be on the air at 6.50 p.m. Eastern for pregame coverage. And as always, you can join us by visiting BradentonMarauders.com, where you can listen live to all home games and select road games, including the remainder of this series here in Daytona Beach. So that is a wrap here for us tonight. The Marauders lose a close one this evening, once again, and the Bradenton Marauders too. That's it here tonight. This is Spencer Smith saying so long and good night from Daytona Beach, Florida.
Thank you for listening to this presentation of Bradenton Marauders Baseball.